Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello everyone, I'm Sam.
Well, Peter, I just had a cup of Mary's coffee and oh my gosh, it is so good. It's probably the best coffee I've ever had.
Well, really? I don't think so. So Sam, have you ever tried my coffee?
Yours? No, I haven't actually.
But I think my coffee is the best coffee in the world.
Really? Well, you know what they say, proof is in the pudding. So until you make a cup of your coffee for me, Peter, I'm going to believe that Mary's is the best.
Well, Sam, I believe it will let you down. Peter's coffee is the best coffee in the world.
Well, if you want to bring me a cup tomorrow, I will gladly drink it.
No problem. It's a deal.
Okay.
那么刚才的对话呢，我们用到了昨天讲到的 idiom proof is in the pudding。它的场景呢是 Sam 说到他刚才尝到了 Mary 做的咖啡，他认为是最好的。我听完之后呢，非常的不服，我说我做的咖啡 Peter's coffee 是世界上最好的咖啡。Sam 说那好不好？我现在不知道。然后我跟 Sam 说呢，没有关系 ，proof is in the pudding， 事实能够说真话。那么通过事实让你知道。Peter's coffee is the best coffee in the world. 刚才的对话里面用到了我们昨天讲到的 idiom, proof is in the pudding. 翻译成中文是实践出真知。And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Alright, well today we have a new idiom having to do with magic.
Magic. I love magic, Sam.
Oh great, then I think you're gonna love today's idiom,、which is pull a rabbit out of your hat. It's a little long, but it's pretty simple. Pull a rabbit out of your hat.
今天的 idiom 跟魔术表演有一定的关系。Pull a rabbit, 把一个兔子从什么地方拿出来呢? A hat, 从帽子里面拿出来。这是一个非常经典的一个魔术表演。我们在舞台上会看到一个魔术师在表演，一下子从自己的帽子里面拿出一个可爱的兔子。So, what's that means? Pull a rabbit out of somebody's hat. It's just kind of a magic show.
Yeah, well, I'm really curious. Why is there a rabbit in there anyway?
So let's do a conversation to show how we use pull a rabbit out of someone's hat.
Hey, Peter, there you are, our basketball hero.
Yeah, thanks. I'm so happy.
Yeah, you know what? That was just an amazing shot you made yesterday. We all feel like you really pulled a rabbit out of your hat.
Really? Well, because when I make the shot, I was so excited.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, you made it from the half-court line. So that's why everyone thought for sure it wasn't going to go in. But when you made it and then the buzzer rang and the game was over and you guys won by 2 points, it was just such an amazing, amazing thing. We all jumped up. How did you feel when we all carried you off like a hero, a champion?
Well, Sam, you know what? I've been practicing a half-court shot for half a year.
Oh, really?
So I made it today.
So, if you were to try that shot again, you could probably make it, right?
No problem. Actually, 99% accurate.
Oh, well then it's really not pulling a rabbit out of your hat. You're just super good.
Yes, so I am.
Wow, you really are then a basketball hero.
Well, I hope in the next year I will go to the NBA final.
Well, we support you.
Thank you. 刚才的对话呢，我们用到了一个场景是篮球比赛。Sam 作为我的队友呢，对我在比赛最后一分钟所投的那个球非常非常的激动，因为呢，当时两队呢是一个平局，我在最后一秒钟得了一个三分球，这三分球整个挽救了我们这个队伍。同时，这个三分球呢是从哪投呢？是从我的中场。队友呢非常的兴奋，把我呢抛在了空中。同时呢，观众也是非常的高兴，他们从椅子上跳了起来，为我欢呼雀跃。Sam 说 ：“Peter， 你真是一个英雄。”我听完之后当然是非常的高兴，跟 Sam 说道，我一直练这个远投，已经练了半年了，所以今天的成功绝不是偶然。那么 Sam 听完之后说，你能不能保证说以后还能投进？我就说没有问题。那么刚才的对话当中，我们用 pull a rabbit out of my hat 表示说我能够在比赛的最后一刻能够出其不意的取得胜利。那么这个词组Pull a rabbit out of someone's hat 表示出其不意的给某人一惊喜。 So we can use in the sports like basketball, football and soccer.
Yeah, of course, like soccer. Maybe the guy is on his own side of the field. He kicks the ball all the way across all the players and somehow gets it past the goal and boom, scores a shot. Wow, he just pulled a rabbit out of his hat.
Right. 那么大家看足球比赛当中，队员呢在最后一分钟射门，把这个比分给改写了。那么这个队员对于整个队来讲呢，他是出其不意的帮助这个队伍取得了胜利，可以用我们今天讲到的 idiom pull a rabbit out of his hat。
Yes, but we can also, of course, use this idiom in other areas of life rather than just sports.
So, please.
Well, maybe like in the business world, for example, maybe there's a sales that's really hard to get. It's a big, big business or big company.
Mm-hmm.
But to land the sale, well, you haven't been too successful. Maybe you tried a couple times.
Right.
But if you send the best salesman over, hopefully you can pull a rabbit out of your hat and land the sale.
So you can make the sale at the end of the year.
Yeah, hopefully.
那么另外一个场景呢，我们可以用在商业的环境当中。你认为今年的这个销售额呢够呛了，你会希望有一个人能够站出来，能够挽救整个销售团队的任务。我们希望这个人能够 pull a rabbit out of his hat， 最后出其不意能够签一个大单，把我们整个销售团队的业务呢能够提升上去，最后呢大家年终能够拿到一笔很大的 bonus 奖金。那么在这种情况下，你的这个同事就属于那种 pull a rabbit out of his hat.
Yep, if you don't study for your test and you go in thinking, oh man, I'm going to do really bad, but then you get a really great test score, well, you just pulled a rabbit out of your hat because you and everyone else thought, hey, you're probably going to fail the test. You didn't prepare at all.
Well, Sam, you know what? It never happened to me. I got a pretty good grade without preparing the test.
Yeah, it's never happened to me either. I've never been able to pull that rabbit out of my hat.
Right. Well, that's it for today's idiom. And now let's go to book study, which is hit book, right?
Right. So yesterday I know we were talking about vanity.
Right.
So what do you think? Are you convinced vanity is a good thing?
What you said almost convinced me, well, I am a vain person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I checked all the things, all the trees I have. Well, maybe because...Sometime when I go shopping, I look at the mirror, see if I okay, and so probably means I'm a kind of vain person.
Well, I think that's okay. Yesterday we talked about, you know, vanity is good. We gave a couple reasons, and today we have a couple more.
Right. So vanity should be encouraged.
yes.
So before we go to the next part of the benefits of vanity, now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
So today's first word for our hit the books is slather. Slather. S-L-A-T-H-E-R. Slather.
今天的第一个单词是一个动词 slather. 翻译成中文是在某个上面厚厚的涂一层东西。比如说我们在身上可以厚厚的涂一层我们浴液叫 slather。
Next is the word shield. Shield. S-H-I-E-L-D. Shield.
第二个单词 shield 翻译成中文是防御。
Next is the word premature. Premature. P-R-E-M-A-T-U-R-E. Premature.
第三个单词 premature. 这个单词翻译成中文是早熟的或者是呢过早的做出一个结论等等，因为这个单词呢，我们看两部分构成。第一部分呢是 pre 表示什么什么之前，后面的是 mature 翻译成中文是成熟 premature 在成熟之前你做一件事情，那么当然是早熟的或者是过早的。
Next is the word cleanse, cleanse, C L E A N S E, cleanse.
下一个单词翻译成中文是清洗，比如说我们在洗澡的时候呢，涂完浴液之后，我们需要用清水呢把这些浴液呢给它冲掉，这个动作叫 cleanse。
Yeah, the next word is tone, tone, T-O-N-E, tone。
下一个单词 tone 翻译成中文是调节，它可以调节我们的 muscle, 我们的肌肉，同时呢可以调节我们的皮肤，我们的肤色。是非常好的一个单词 tone our muscle.
Next is the word moisturize. Moisturize. M-O-I-S-T-U-R-I-Z-E. Moisturize.
下一个单词对于我们的皮肤保养非常的重要，翻译成中文是保湿 moisturize. 注意一下这个词的核心的是 moist， 它翻译成中文呢是我们的湿度或我们湿的名词，后面加一个Moisturize 表示对我们的皮肤或身体的某一个部分进行水分的增加，翻译成中文叫保湿。
Next we have the word regimen. Regimen. R-E-G-I-M-E-N. Regimen.
下一个单词 regimen 翻译成中文呢是日常的管理。今天呢是指我们对我们的身体和对我们的皮肤进行合理的好的一个管理 regimen.
Yeah. Next we have the word spouse. spouse, S-P-O-U-S-E, spouse.
下一个单词 spouse 翻译成中文是配偶，它指呢 husband or wife.
Yeah. Next is the word spa, spa, S-P-A, spa.
下一个单词 spa 翻译成中文呢是水疗，或者呢叫做温泉的疗养。
Okay, next is the word manicure. That sounds familiar. Manicure. M-A-N-I-C-U-R-E. Manicure.
下一个单词 manicure, 很多女孩子特别熟悉的一个行业叫美甲。
Okay, so if it's the foot, then it's called a pedicure. Pedicure. P-E-D-I-C-U-R-E. Pedicure.
下一个单词美脚，那么叫 pedicure, 或者叫修脚。修脚呢听起来不是非常的可爱，那么我们可以叫美脚。所以呢两个单词，如果说美甲呢叫 manicure, 那么美脚的话呢叫 pedicure.
Yeah. Now if you get the two mixed up, remember that if you see this ped, it has to do with the feet.
Right.
Because people walking on the street are called pedestrians. They're
right.
walking around. Or the pedals on your bike that has the ped, you put your foot there on the bike. So remember, P-E-D, ped has to do with the feet.
Right. 那么这两个单词怎么记呢？首先我们看看美甲，我们指手的话呢，这个 manicure, 我们说 M-A-N, 跟我们的手有关，比如说我们的 menu, 那么跟我们的手有关系。但是这个 pedicure, P-E-D 呢是指我们脚的意思， pedicure 是指我们的美脚。所以两个单词 manicure and pedicure.
Yes. But if you want to put the words together, like let's say, for example, you're going to get a manicure and a pedicure, then you can say you're going to go get a mani-pedi.
Mani-pedi.
Yes. Instead of saying, I want a manicure and a pedicure, you can say, I need a mani-pedi.
那么如果说我们的手脚都需要美容的话呢， I need a mani-pedi.
Yes.
Let's go to some other points of the benefits of being a vain person.
All right. The third point is vanity makes you take care of yourself more. A vain person slathers on SPF even when she's not going to the beach because she knows that it would shield her skin from the sun's deadly rays and prevent premature wrinkles and aging. If you're not so keen on saving your lovely skin and body, you probably don't have any idea about the sun's UV rays.The vanity, oh the vanity, a husband may exclaim when his wife follows her cleanse, tone, and moisturize daily skin regimen. Little does he know that she's just preserving her flawless skin so he can always be proud of his beautiful spouse. You men out there, we bet you would always choose a young, pretty wife anytime over an aging lady whose skin was badly damaged by the sun.
虚荣的第三个好处呢，是让你知道能够很好的呵护你自己。So like the word taking care of yourself more, 更多的呵护你自己，不是简简单单的一般的呵护，而是说更加精心、更加用心的呵护你的身体，包括你的内心。
So the example here uses about more. We know that a lot of people, when they go down to the beach, it's going to be a hot, sunny day.
Right.
So it's a great idea to protect your skin from getting sunburnt. So we use a lot of like suntan lotion or sunscreen that has SPF. It's what protects us from the sun's ultraviolet rays.
我们夏天去海边的时候呢，往往会在身上涂一层厚厚的防晒霜，因为如果说保护不当的话呢，第二天早上起来我会发现我们的皮肤会非常的痛，更惨的话呢，可能会掉一层皮。那么英文叫 sunscreen lotion.
But now we're talking about people who maybe go beyond that because they're a little more vain. So what they do is they actually put on SPF every day.
Every day.
Every day. Because, you know, even though like you have a day that's a little bit cloudy, the sun's rays or radiation can still pierce through the clouds.
Right.
So our skin is still exposed to that. So someone who really cares about their skin will put on SPF protection every day.
但是生活当中呢，我们会发现，特别是很多的女士，在一般上街的时候呢，也要涂一层厚厚的防晒霜。这个原因非常的简单，因为我们知道太阳的紫外线能够穿透这个云层，伤害我们的皮肤，它的结果也是非常的不好，它可以导致一些问题，比如说我们提到了一些 premature wrinkle and aging。提早呢可能说20多岁满脸都是皱纹，这个人看起来呢 未老先衰了。
Wrinkles and aging are like the bad words to anyone who's vain. Those are like a nightmare.
Right, it's a nightmare for women.
Yes.
所以对女士来讲呢，第一个是 premature wrinkle, 过早的出现皱纹，对于她们来讲是一个噩梦。那么另外一个噩梦 aging, 过早的老去。
So someone who is a little bit vain, no doubt they have some sort of regimen, like a daily skincare regimen where they mix some lotion that has SPF protection、
mm-hmm.
along with some maybe some toner to give、
right.
your skin a little bit of color.
所以呢，作为一个能够很好的呵护自己的女性，她需要采取一定的 action. You need some action which is very necessary. 一些措施，一些方法，比如我们讲到了一些方法，要 cleanse your skin,、
yeah.
要经常的清洗自己的皮肤，同时呢Tone up your face, or maybe your skin, 使自己的皮肤呢能够经常的得到一定的调理，看起来气色特别的好。另外一点呢，要经常的 moisturize your body and particularly your face.
Now the point of this article is that you guys out there never say, "Oh, you're so vain," just because your wife or your spouse takes a little bit longer than you would like.Putting on all of this lotion.、
Mm-hmm.
The point is that they're doing this for you. They're trying to keep their skin flawless and beautiful and young.
对于男人来讲呢，如果说你的妻子特别喜欢打扮，特别喜欢漂亮，那么不是一个虚荣的事情，因为漂亮的妻子让你觉得整个的心情也非常的舒服，那么看起来她的肤色特别的健康，身体特别的健康，那么对于整个家庭的一个幸福也是很好的一个指数。
Yeah.The article also mentions, come on, like we know you men would always prefer or would more, be more likely to prefer a young, beautiful woman rather than an old,
right.
or at least looks old, aged, and wrinkly woman.
Sam, what do you think of my way of moisturizing my face?
So what's your way?
Well, simple. Sometimes it's boiling kettles. I open it up and there's steam coming out of it. So I just stick my face right in front of the kettles.And so I see my face kind of sweating. Oh man, you're saturated with moisture.
Well, that sounds like it could be a kind of a dangerous method.
Really?
Yeah, don't get your face too close.
All right, because my face will be boiled, right?
Yeah, you look like a tomato.
All right. 我呢，整个保湿的方法非常的简单。如果大家做水的时候，马上水开的时候，把整个壶盖打开，那么热蒸汽一下喷到你的脸上，你会发现你的脸上充满了水汽。这个方法呢，虽然呢方便简单，但是呢有一定的危险，不需要大家模仿。Be careful.
So what's the next point of the benefits of being a vain person? That brings us to point number four, which is vanity is a good hobby. And this one, while a bit expensive when taken seriously, only brings someone to spas and beauty clinics. Vain people rarely go clubbing.As they know cigarette smoke and alcohol is bad for the body. They mostly crowd spas as a massage, facial, foot scrub, and manicure and pedicure are the perfect ways to relax and rejuvenate after a long and tiring work week. They would rather lounge luxuriously in their own free vanity tub, soaked in sea salt suds, than do back-breaking and dangerous hobbies like mountain climbing.To each her own, right? So don't take it against anyone who chooses to scour the internet for beauty hints, then squeeze herself in between boulders.
Well, they mentioned vanity is a good hobby. 文中提到了说虚荣心是一个很好的嗜好，一个爱好。同时呢 ，is a kind of expensive hobby， 是一个很昂贵的一个爱好。因为呢，你要经常的做一些 spa， 同时呢，可能会有一些面部和身体的一些呵护或者疗养。那么这种情况下呢，可能会花一些钱。但是我们想想，如果说我们去酒吧去喝酒，然后呢，喝的醉醺醺的话呢，它的这个成本也是很大的，但是对我们身体的伤害。是非常大，因为我们知道在酒吧里面整个的环境是非常的污浊。Because people smoke in the pub, right?
Yeah.
And people get drunk.
Yeah.
And also it's people, it's a very crowded place. And it's a perfect place for the germ and bacteria to spread.
Yeah. So that is not a healthy hobby, but spas, wow, it's good for the body. Not only is it good for the body, it's good for the mind because it helps you to relax. and dissolve or melt away all that stress.
所以爱慕虚荣的人呢，他们知道去酒吧对他们身体会有一定的害处，所以呢，他们尽量呢 avoid going to the pub. So they prefer go to a healthy, clean areas like a spa.And some other places.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? This hobby also beats other hobbies like, maybe some intense or even dangerous sports like mountain climbing or something like that where it's a hot, sweaty, back-breaking kind of, exercise or hobby.
在做水疗的时候呢，如果说我们心情非常好，可以呢做一定的按摩，听听音乐，同时呢还可以点一些香，那么这种香气让你身体能够非常的放松下来。但是文中提到了一个说法，他认为呢，从事体育运动对我们的身体没有好处，这是一个我不能完全支持的一个观点。So I don't agree to that point 100%. They think playing sport is dangerous.
Well, not necessarily all sports, because the one they use is a kind of a more intense sport that not a lot of people do, which is mountain climbing. So we know mountain climbing can be quite dangerous. You got to use safety ropes.And you gotta scale these big boulders and rocks. So, if you're just playing basketball or tennis, then I think that's it.
文中的一个观点提到爱慕虚荣的人呢往往不愿意从事体育运动。一是认为呢比较危险，另外呢感觉到对他的身体没有太多的好处。对此呢我的观点是 well, I don't think so.
The reason is simple as that, because in the mountain air, you can breathe a lot of fresh air.
Yeah, in body, you can calm down and relax. It seems like you're taking a spa.
Yeah, well, the article does mention to each their own.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they don't find climbing a mountain relaxing, but maybe a nature person would really love and be relaxed in that kind of situation.
所以我觉得呢，爱好体育和爱慕虚荣呢，他们之间是不矛盾的。你可以做 spa, 可以做按摩，同时呢，我们也鼓励你去山里面去爬山，在树林里面去行走 ，do a little bit bushwalking.
Yeah, well, I have an idea. How about we build like a massage parlor on the top of the mountain? So after you do all the hard back-breaking rock climbing, get to the top, and we give you a lovely massage.
Right, so we can combo the benefits of both.
Yes, that's right.
Sam 给了我们一个很好的主意，就是说我们在山顶上修一个 spa. 那么大家既可以爬山，同时呢，也可以让自己的心情呢。放松下来，静静的 take spa and get massage.
Sounds wonderful.
That's really on the top of the world.
Yeah.
What do you think, right?
Yeah, the ultimate getaway weekend.
Right. Well, that's it for today's discussion of the benefits of vanity. Although we have some disagreement, but
sure.
It's okay.
Yeah, they make a pretty good argument.
Right. Well, time's up.And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
You don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer if you reach into your soul.And the sorrow that you know will melt away. And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on. And you cast your fears aside. And you know you can't survive. So when you feel like hope is gone.And you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。